Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio in Madison and on From the Shaw in Waukesha. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, I do want to finish up with Joe of Ozaukee County's excellent point. Instead of using the word lie, although they are lies, juries get squeamish about that. And then you can say what they say is false and known by them to be false. They say they're cutting taxes. They're cutting it for people on the upper 1%, and they're loading it onto the middle class. And then secondly, what they're doing with health care, they're saying we should get rid of Obamacare, and that means that a 30-year-old woman won't get a mammogram. And when she gets breast cancer and dies, she'll never see her middle school daughters married and raising families. You personalize it. Joe, that's an excellent point. Going back to the line, CJ of Madison, we'll go to you now. What's in your mind today, CJ?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question. Do you think it's okay for illegal undocumented aliens to vote? Because New York City Mayor Eric Adams, this is what I've been saying all along, the reason the border is open, he now says he's going to allow 800,000 illegals to vote. That's why the border's open. That's why Biden and Harris are allowing it to be open, is because that's the only chance you folks have. And while you're worried about Trump in 2024, you've got senators and congresswomen and men retiring from your party because they know they're going to get annihilated because of the performance of the Harris-Biden administration. 800,000 illegal aliens are going to be able to vote in New York. Do you agree with that?
Okay, CJ, let me respond. Let me just correct one thing. The proposal, and I am going to address it, does not apply to federal elections. These people are not permitted to vote for president. They're not permitted to vote for Congress. They're not permitted to vote for the Senate. And they're not permitted to vote for governor of New York or any statewide office. What Eric Adams and the people on the city council in New York have said is, and there are about 800,000 people who are not citizens, but they have green cards or they are the so-called dreamers, would be able to vote for city council and for mayor. To answer your question is, I do not agree with that. I have had a segment on this show last week, I think it was, where I raised this issue. And I disagree with Eric Adams. I think that there has to be something about citizenship that means something. I also think, I've told you that when it comes to immigration policy, I do not agree with some of my Democratic friends. But you got to understand, CJ, that they're not, even under Eric Adams' proposal, it would be illegal for them, and they won't vote for president, Senate, House of Representatives, governor, attorney general, anything statewide. You are correct in saying that they will be permitted to vote for mayor and city council. That is the subject of a lawsuit right now. The Republican Party started a lawsuit. That's going to be resolved. But that is by no means the overwhelming sentiment of the Democratic Party. When it comes to people resigning, you have a lot of Republicans who are resigning. Many of them are moderate Republican senators who are called names by Trump, and they don't need it. You have Kathy Bernier up in Chippewa County, who's retiring. She's tired of death threats. What you have is a fascist cult. CJ, you may be a Republican, but remember something. Your party once had a glorious history, not just Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses Grant, but also as late as Eisenhower, Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Lee Dreyfus, Warren Knowles. That's not what we got today. Trump and Gateman and Voss and these ilk are not that way. CJ, thanks for calling in. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
I saw two forms of justice in this country in the last 10 days. One, this nonsense with the guy that sold Rittenhouse a gun, a plea bargain, a $2,000 fine, and he walks. And then I watched, and it should be required for everybody to see, the judge in the sentencing of the Avery murder. The guy was just unbelievable in my mind. And he, I can't imagine him presiding over the Rittenhouse trial and telling the prosecution you can't refer to these people as victims. The guy, he was right to the point during the sentencing. He talked to, he even made, kind of alluded, I think, to where we are as a country about personal, you know, taking responsibilities. But I just thought that was so wrong. I mean, a misdemeanor and a $2,000 fine. In my mind, he should have been doing at least 5 years, maybe 10. And he walks.
Right. Dick, I agree with you. I'm going to build on that a little bit just to put context for everybody. Kyle Rittenhouse got that gun where he killed two people and blew the biceps off the other guy. He got it. He was 17, and he got it from a guy who was an adult. To provide an underage person with that gun is a crime. And so they charged the guy, and then they just let him plead. And, you know, this is even worse, Dick. It was not a misdemeanor. It's a municipal ordinance citation. It's a traffic ticket. It has a scary name, contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But if you do contributing to delinquency of minor in some things, for instance, like exposing them to pornography, that can be a separate felony. But usually it's you buy a beer for a 17-year-old. That's contributing to delinquency of minor. Here they equated that, and it's just a pink slip. He pays a fine. It's not a misdemeanor. If he's ever asked, have you ever been convicted of a crime, he can say no. They took a dive on this thing down there. They took a dive on it. And it all started out with the Rittenhouse case. And you're right. The Aubrey sentencing in Georgia was magnificent. The guy put him away for life. He said, you don't just grab a guy off the street and execute him. And I'm sending a message. Exactly right. And if he had been presiding in Rittenhouse, I think there would have been a conviction. The judge that presided over the Rittenhouse trial was a disaster. He had his thumb on the scales. There's a little known option in Wisconsin that's very rare. I think it's peculiar to Wisconsin and maybe a few other states, but I doubt it. Maybe just us. Where if you're assigned a judge in a case, you have a short period of time to say, I don't want him. You can strike them. You don't have to give any excuse. It can be a crazy excuse. You don't need any excuse. I don't want him. They should have stricken this guy, but he'd been on the bench 40 years. He was appointed, I think, by Tony Earle. So everybody thought, well, you know, he's okay. Well, no, he was not okay. And he started off by saying, you can't call the people who were killed victims, but the other side, the defense can say, talk about arsons and burning, and these guys had not done any of that. Then he chewed out the prosecution in the beginning and said, I may declare a mistrial because they allegedly got too close to the flame about Rittenhouse clamming up and taking the fifth early on, refusing to testify, which is his right. He didn't have to testify. He didn't have to give a story. He lawyered up. And this guy chewed him out. That got back to the jury. They were not sequestered. They went home at night. Their relatives talked to him. You know that. Then what happens is during the trial, continuously, he showed preference for the defense. He showed preference for the defense. That's what he did. So Rittenhouse shoots two people, both unarmed. One of them just coming after him, and they said, well, he was afraid because he might take their gun away from him. If what happened is Grosskreutz, the guy that was shot in the arm, had a gun and pulled it on him. He should have shot him, shot Rittenhouse. That is real self-defense. The guy has a gun, he just killed two people. You're defending yourself. And then he would have walked. It comes down to who shoots first. That's the disgusting nature of justice in Kenosha County. Going to a break, do not hang up. I'll get back to you after the break. Lines open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Pressure.